Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans newsline, where we're joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, live from Tokyo. And Jim, another busy day, or evening in this case, over in Tokyo when it comes to the 2020 games being played in 2021. And we know track and field set to begin today.
Yeah, track and field is coming up very soon. And unfortunately for Team USA, the two-time world champion pole vaulter Sam Kendricks will not be a part of it. During one of his daily COVID tests, he came back positive. They confirmed that with a second test, and now he's stuck in the isolation hotel. He says he feels absolutely fine. He's showing no symptoms at all. And yet, because of this positive test, he's out of the rest of this Olympics before he even begins. There was a scare also, Andrew, because he had been chatting or friendly with three members of the Australian track and field team. And because of that, the whole Australian team had to go into isolation for a time as they were being tested. They all came back negative. They're all relieved at that, and so they're continuing their training. Kendricks, unfortunately, is out.
Oh, and that would have been, I mean, not just for him individually, but also for Team USA. That would have been such a big boon to their medal count. But let's talk about that medal count. How are we doing right now?
U.S. is still in the lead in the overall count, Shannon, with 37 to China's 29 and Japan's 24. In terms of gold medals, Japan still holds the lead at 15 to China's 14 and to 13 for the United States. So U.S. is still very much in the overall hunt there, leading that pack and still trying to make up some ground in terms of the gold medal count.
All right. What are some of the big sports that are coming up today? We talked track and field. Is swimming? Swimming had a great day, too.
Oh, an amazing day yesterday. Maybe the best so far of these Olympics. You look at Caleb Dressel. He set an Olympic record in the 100-meter freestyle. The 4x200 meters women's relay. Katie Ledecky was anchoring the team. They were way behind, had no chance at all of medaling at all, but she exploded, passing Australia. She brings home the silver medal. China got cold, but gold medal. But again, the U.S. wasn't in the hunt at all there. In the first ever men's 800-meter freestyle, Bobby Fink came from behind in the final 50 meters. He was in fifth place. He turned it around and won gold. And trending right now on Twitter, I think, F-I-N-K-E, I can.
All right. Thanks, Jim Ryan. Certainly very exciting stuff. And, you know, that's why you watched the very last second of some of those, especially those, relays where they have different swimmers in. We appreciate your time, Jim. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Shannon.